You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new documentary in the works titled Big Fat Lie reveals how the low-fat diet may have kicked off one of the worst public health crises since Big Tobacco. Jennifer Eisenhart with Boise-based Emmy-winning, I should say, Wide Eye Productions, is the writer and the director of this new film, and she is joining me live in studio today to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Gemma.
Tell me how you came up with the idea for this documentary to really look into this whole idea of that low-fat, no-fat diet.
Yeah, so it really was launched by my own personal experience taking a course here in town, their Restart program. It's a sugar detoxification course, a five-week course taught by a local nutritionist. Her name's Kendi Radaski. And it was a great class. And in that class, I mean, you and I were talking, I grew up in the era of low-fat diet.
Oh, we were teenagers when all that came, like middle school teenagers, when that whole idea of, I remember those like no-fat cookies.
Right. Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. That's often called the snack well phenomenon. We were told that fat was just terrible and that we should get it out of the diet. And what rushed in to replace it basically was a whole lot of processed foods that were carbohydrates loaded with sugar, because when you take fat out of food, it tastes terrible.
Right.
So to make it taste good again, you have to put sugar in it, right? So I took this Restart course. It's a five-week course, and which I would highly recommend, by the way. And during that course, one of the early, you know, sessions was you need to eat more fat. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
We're not supposed to eat fat.
Well, because we have been ingrained in our culture that fat is bad.
Right. Fat will make you fat.
Right.
If you eat fat, you'll get fat. And I think it's been kind of a semantics issue, really.
Mm-hmm.
But through this course and through my own personal inquiry, because, of course, then, you know, I'm a journalist as well. My background is in journalism. And, you know, this sort of launched this huge inquiry for myself, where I went out and started doing all this research and started looking at the effects of removing fat from the diet, and what it coincides with a massive uptick in obesity and type 2 diabetes in our country. The first dietary guidelines for Americans were released in 1980. And, you know, if you just look at it on a graph, there's just like a straight line of obesity incidence in the United States.
And then Snackwell's got.
And then it just skyrockets. And so I started reaching out to some people who have really done the research, the heavy research into this, and started talking to them and saying, you know, I really think that this is worthy of a documentary. I started looking out there, and nothing else, no other documentary had really deeply examined the low-fat diet, the recommendation for us to trade out saturated fat for highly processed vegetable oils. And so anyway, that was the beginning of it for
and
me.
What's interesting to me is you're right that as I think back, there haven't been documentaries that have really dug into this low fat, no fat idea.
Mm-hmm.
We've had documentaries about obesity.
Yeah. Right.
And our health crisis, but not about this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also gotten some really big names within the medical community backing this project.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some pretty amazing people that have come on board to the film. Nina Teicholz is a journalist, New York Times bestselling author, who we've interviewed for the film, is one of our key interviews for the film. She spent 10 years researching a book called The Big Fat Surprise about the history of our nation's dietary guidelines and the surprisingly weak science behind the initial recommendations for cutting fat from our diets. And so she's a fantastic resource and involved in the film. We're interviewing Gary Taubes, also another New York Times science journalist who's written some excellent books about the effects of sugar on our diet, why we get fat, what can we do about it. And then we're also really excited to have Dr. Mark Hyman on board as the narrator of the film. And he is a medical doctor who practices kind of a holistic form of medical practice where he really uses nutrition as the foundation for the first thing that he goes to treat his patients. And then the gal that I'm also very excited about is a gal, Dr. Sarah Hallberg, who she's out of Indiana University Health. And she has been treating type 2 diabetics with nutrition and putting them on a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet. She has a 60% reversal rate, completely getting people off of insulin.
Well, because that goes back to insulin is about sugar, mm-hmm. and fat is not about sugar.
Right.
And if you ever have known someone that has dealt with diabetes, it's about sugar.
Right.
So this is fascinating research. And I want to talk a little bit more about where you are in the process of the film, because you're in that path of creating the film. So tell me where you're at right now.
Yeah. So we are about 25% shot. We've filmed some interviews with some of these key people that I just mentioned. We were able to create a teaser for the film to represent, you know, what the film is about. And we have commitments from all of these people to do more filming with them. But now we're at a fundraising stage. So we do need to raise funds to complete the film, get out and do the rest of the interviews that we need to do, and get this film out to the public.
So talk to me about that, because you've just launched this campaign. And how does that work for people who want to be invested in this project and see this come to fruition?
Yeah, well, it's really simple. We're on Indiegogo, and Indiegogo is a website that allows people to fundraise for all kinds of projects, from films to gadgets to, you know, all kinds of things you can find on Indiegogo. But Big Fat Lie is on Indiegogo, so you can do a search on Indiegogo.com for Big Fat Lie movie, and you'll find us there. And there's a whole bunch of different rewards you can choose from at different
levels. I saw
different
that.
Different donating levels, right? You can just, from a digital download of the film, or you can get a T-shirt, or we also have some food service companies. Bullet Coffee has donated some of their products to the campaign. You can sign up for that reward. So you can choose the level at which you wish to donate, and then, you know, just put the donation through. It's pretty quick.
And you have taken the trailer to some film festivals, or where have you taken the film? Because the trailer's been seen.
Yeah. So actually, not a festival, but it's a film market.
A film market. Okay.
Yeah. So American Film Market is the largest film market in on the West Coast of the United States. It's held in Santa Monica every year in the fall, and we took it down there and shopped the film to a variety of different production, co-production entities, that as a film that we could pitch to them to pick up and distribute. And that was really wonderful feedback. We had several different companies interested in picking up the film. The topic is really timely because the USDA is now in the process of reviewing all of the science.
Right. Yeah.
And the next round of dietary guidelines come out in 2020. And there's this whole big debate as to what's going to happen. You know, are the caps on saturated fat going to continue with the dietary guidelines? Or are they going to step back again from some of these caps that we've had for, you know, decades?
And what's interesting about that, with these new guidelines coming out in a year, is also the mind shift. I mean, it's shifting our entire society's way of looking at food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and as they did originally when they were released in 1980. I mean, never before had our country or any other country said you shouldn't eat eggs, dairy, meat, you know, all these foods that we
were
told.
You just mentioned all the things I eat.
That had never been done before, you know, and some people, Nina Teicholz, will call it this vast uncontrolled experiment that was done on the American people, and now we're seeing the unfortunate results.
I want to thank you for coming in. My guest today, Jennifer Eisenhart, she is the writer and director of Big Fat Lie, and we will put the information about the campaign on our website. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gemma.